Namaste and welcome to all the participants to Easy Ayurveda Gurukula episode number 44. So cordial welcome on behalf of Easy Ayurveda to all the participants. And today we have Dr. Abhita with us, will be presenting on an interesting topic today. So on behalf of all of us and Easy Ayurveda, I have the privilege of extending a cordial welcome to Dr. Abhita to Easy Ayurveda Gurukula. Dr. Abhita, namaste. Welcome to Easy Ayurveda Gurukula.
Namaste, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Namaste. So before I hand it over to Dr. Abhita for her presentation, may I give a brief introduction of Dr. Abhita to all of us. So qualified from Amruta School of Ayurveda, so Chaddanar BMS and MD in Roganidana and Vikruti Vignana. So holds her PG diploma in yoga from Annamalai University, PhD in Roganidana, currently pursuing. So there's a vast clinical and teaching experience as well. A good teacher and a good clinician. So served as duty doctor at Kottakkal Ayurveda Clinic and Panchakarma Center Malad in Mumbai. Worked as assistant professor at the Department of Roganidana, Bapuji Ayurveda Medical College, Shivamogga, Karnataka, Bharat. And as chief physician at Dhanvantari Ayurveda Clinic, Kulamada. So she has a few achievements to her name, presented papers in national and international seminars. So best paper presentation award she received for concept of OGIS with specific reference of immunity dysfunction. She's a rank holder in MD in first and third year as well. So I was invited as a chief guest in many health programs. So she has published an article on concept of OGIS in IIMJ. An article on a case study on Ayurveda management of amyotrophic lateral sclerosis in WJPMR. So currently working as assistant professor in the Department of Roganidana and Vikruti Vignana at KJ Institute of Ayurveda and Research, Savli, Vadodara. So she is also an online yoga trainer at Dhanvantri Ayurveda Clinic. So with this brief introduction, and the Dr. Abhita will be presenting today on a very interesting topic, the transformative effect of yoga during pregnancy in easing labor pain. It will be a case study which will be presented by Dr. Abhita. Without wasting any time, I would like to hand over it to Dr. Abhita. So Dr. Abhita, you can start presenting.
Good evening, one and all gathered here, myself, Dr. Abhita. First of all, I am thanking the Easy Ayurveda platform for giving me an opportunity to present and share my knowledge. And I thanking Dr. Raghuram Bhatt sir, Janardhan Hebbar sir, and also my HOD sir, Dr. Mahesh sir, who have introduced me to this platform. So without any delay, I'm starting my presentation. The topic entitled Transformative Effect of Yoga During Pregnancy in Easing Labor Pain, a Case Study. So we know, sir, next slide please. So we know yoga is a holistic practice that combines a physical postures, breath control and meditations. Yoga practices are bodily manipulations. Their beneficial effects should have explainable mechanism of action in terms of modern physiology. So the pregnancy and childbirth are a profound experience that often come with a physical and emotional challenges. The prenatal period that occurring before birth significantly impacts on both mothers as well as the baby's health. So in the journey towards the motherhood, the practice of yoga has emerged as a holistic approach to alleviate the labor pain and which also enhance the overall well-being. The physical and the psychological changes can occur due to the hormonal imbalance. So next slide please. So next, so here the I have an experience with a patient, so I'm presenting the patient information next. That is, I got a patient of a 29 year old woman in her second pregnancy. Actually she is on the second pregnancy, and the first one was she had a history of the prior abortion, and that abortion, which means it is due to the premature growth of the baby, and which make her mentally weak. And after 2 years of gap, the patient got conceived. And actually, the meantime, she was under anxiety and she was taking medication for that regularly. And for the current pregnancy period, she was enrolled in our prenatal yoga program after completing the screening. The screening, in the sense, I have checked her any complications like any placenta previa or any eclampsia change, anything that I have excluded. But in this patient, there was no such a history. So I have started with our yoga practice at the gestational age, which is consistent with her last menstrual period as per the USG reports. So next slide. So in the patient, I have intervened the yoga therapy for around 45 to 60 minutes daily for the 3 months, including the asanas, pranayamas, and the meditation, which is advised. So in the asanas, I have included the sitting posture or the standing posture, supine posture, and the prone posture. Next, the pranayama as well as the meditation also. As she had enrolled in the last trimester, in the third trimester, we got a maximum around 90 days. In that period, around 1 hour of yogic practice I have included in her sessions. Next slide. So these are the asanas, some asanas I have included in that. I have already told the standing postures were there, the sitting, the prone postures, and the meditations were there. So we'll see the some of the standing posture yogas. So first is the Tadasana. This is the leg raise posture. So in this posture, the key structures included in this posture, that is the intrinsic, extrinsic foot muscles, the quadriceps, abdominal wall, as well as the diaphragm were included. And the full weight the patient used to balance in the fingers. So in the starting stage, first we tried to stand, make the patient to stand in her, at least just to raise the body, but not to the fingers. Then we changed it to the other. After 1 week, 2 week, we trained her to balance in the fingers itself. So in pregnancy, this Tadasana, which is very very helpful, and this posture is a very much fundamental poses in the prenatal yoga, which helps improving the posture of the pregnant woman. Also, it imposes the anaerobic load over the calf muscles, that is the gastrocnemius and soleus, so that the patient will get this helps in improving the posture in this pregnancy period. So the next one, so second one, next. In next, I have included the Vrikshasana, the tree pose. So already the patient is having the anxiety related issue. So I have included, while including all these asanas, I made this asanas which helpful to her psychological health also. So the Vrikshasana, which is helpful in both the pregnancy period as well as her for her anxiety also. So here the in Vrikshasana, I have excluded, I have firstly, I noticed whether any benign postural, positional vertigo, BPPV or any meningitis, I excluded that. Then, and this patient, as she is a pregnant and in third trimester, I just want to confirm her posture. For that, I told her to stay in or with a wall support. That is very much important. And so that I made her to do this asana with the wall support. And this Vrikshasana, which helps in increasing the flexibility and which also releases the back tension. And which also, because I have already told the patient to concentrate on a point, so that she is getting the concentration also, which also helps calm her mind also. And which is a stabilizing action of the muscles that keep the arms overhead. The thoracic movement of the breath encounter more resistance in this position. The next, sir. Next, I have included the Utkatakasana or the chair posture. So in this chair posture, the key structures included are the quadriceps muscles, the hamstring, the abductors, and the medial rotators. So here we have to think about the knee also. That means especially the menisci. So which is vulnerable in this position. So that we have to think about. Then this posture is having the which improves the muscle tone and which strengthen the spine as well as the pelvic muscles also, which stimulate the abdominal organs as well as the uterine muscles also. So I have included the Utkatakasana also. Next, sir. So next is the Virabhadrasana. In this Virabhadrasana, there are two types of, that is the warrior posture. So two types of warrior postures are there. So first I have included the warrior posture in the first picture that I have started. So in the warrior posture, the articulate, which helps in articulating the pelvis. Actually, from the shorter, that is from the front to back and wider from the side to side, this posture helps, that is the basic warrior post, which employs an easier action in the pelvis and a higher center of gravity. But it is generally an easier pose to balance in because of the wider base of support and the increased freedom of the hip joints. Also, which helps in strengthening the strengthen as well as to tone the arms, legs and the lower back. So the warrior pose serve as a gateway to unveiling and harnessing one's inner strength, nurturing the spirit and fortifying the mind, which is also an excellent pose to develop strength and which helps in opening the hips. It also works good in making a good stability. These all are the things and which also these articulating the pelvis, integrity of spine and the actions in legs. This is very good posture. This warrior posture helps good in this pregnancy in the third trimester. So next slide, sir. Next is the Balasana posture. Coming to the sitting posture, so I have included two because the starting itself it may be difficult for these pregnant ladies to do all these asana to its maximum. So first of all, we can do with the support, like as it is shown in the first picture. So this Balasana, which is helps in that the key structures involved are, which helps in the full spine flexion and the hip flexion, adduction, knee flexion. These all are the activity included in the Balasana. So, which is a super relaxing asana that can do done in any time. Not like even we used to tell, even just after meal, it will be very difficult. But still, this is a posture that we can do at any time. And even this helps decompress the spine and which helps the shoulder to stretch. With the hip fully flexed or adducted and the front of the torso resting on the anterior surface of the thigh, this is the whole Balasana posture. And the movement of the breath in the abdomen and anterior rib cage is greatly restricted. So this necessitates more movement in the back of waist as well as the rib cage. And the full spinal flexion, maybe the slight cervical extension may be there, but depending on the head position or the length of the neck. And one more thing I noticed is, actually my patient was having a constipation related issue. And even after doing this Balasana regularly, she noticed there is a relief in that condition also. So Balasana is also having such a result also. Next. Next is the Baddha Konasana, which is also in some texts you will get it as a Titli Asana or the butterfly posture, like that we used to get. So in the Baddha Konasana, the activity of the obturator internus in the pose activate the muscle of pelvic floor, so which is very much good in doing the third trimester, and which is this is an opportunity to engage the Mula Baddha also, Mula Bandha, which anchors to the base of the pose. Also, this posture works right area like the inner thigh, hips and the pelvic region, as well as which boosts the circulation and can be done outside of a yoga practice as well. The spine neutral extension when upright moving to the mild flexion, when bending forward. So this posture is also very much good, and we can I used to tell the patient to take a normal breathing pattern, and for a 5 to 8 breath take I used to tell the patient to do. By the time I told her to maintain the posture in this way. Then next one is the Upaveshasana. This Upaveshasana, which is also called as the Malasana. So this is this implies it is a deep squat. So you might have in everywhere in gym also we used to see the in balloon the patient means the person they used to sit. So here it is a posture which is making the patient with a deep squat, which works opening up the hip and pelvis. Actually, which is more suggestive doing in the 7, 8, 9 months, which is very good doing, and while which provide the relief to the legs when squat down. So the pelvic floor can be contacted easily in this position, where it works synergistically to initiate exhaling and release some tone in response to the downward pressure exerted by the thoracic diaphragm when inhaling, and which is having the one more benefit, that is this engage all the three bandhas, that is the Moola Bandha, Jalantara Bandha and the Uddhyana Bandha. So this this position, the deep support in the arches of the feet energetically feeds into the lifting action of pelvic floor and the lower abdominal muscles. The bracing of the elbows against the knees allows for a strong lengthening of the thoracic spine and lifting of the base of the ribcage and respiratory diaphragm. So the chin lock of Jalandhara Bandha completes the action of axial extension, and essentially which freezes out the normal respiratory shape, that shape changes of the breathing. And this is when the unusual pattern of breath associated with the Mahamudra, which can arise deep in the core of the system, that is the Sushumna. So this Malasana, which is very very much good doing in the last third trimester, which is very much good. So next slide, sir. Next one is the Dvipada Peetam. Next one, sir. Dvipada Peetam. So here also in some text you will get as a Sedu Bandhasana. This is also actually it is a risky, only suggested with the instruction of an instructor. So in this Dvipada Peetam, there is a lifting movement which is typically done on the inhalation and lowering on the exhalation. So lowering the spine on a retention after an exhalation, which creates a natural lifting of the pelvic floor and the abdominal condense towards the zone of lowered pressure in the thoracic cavity. So the subsequent inhalation can create a dramatic downward release of the pelvic floor and a noticeable sense of relaxation. So this is the Dvipada Peetam effect that I have seen in the patient. Next is the Marjaryasana. So this Marjaryasana, it is a cow pose or the cat stretch pose, which offer numerous physical and mental health benefit, like which also helps in increasing the spinal flexibility, also which helps improving the core muscles, and which allows the body to relieve the stress, increases the flexibility of the neck, shoulder as well as the spine. So here not only the pelvic muscle, during the labor pain or the time, the pain is transferring to whole body. Maybe the intensity is less, but still it is transferring to the whole body. So I have this much asana that I have concentrated. So the whole part of the body is involved in this. Whole muscles are involved in these all asanas. So next is the pranayama, or in the meditation stage. So next slide. So in the pranayama, normally the Nadi Shuddhi pranayama that I have included. So the breathing, the process of taking air into and expelling it from the lungs, which is caused by a three-dimensional changing of shape in the thoracic and the abdominal cavities. The rhythmic, deep and slow respiration, which stimulate and is stimulated by calm, content states of mind. The diaphragm is the prime mover of the thoracic and abdominal cavities. The specific pattern that arise in yogasana practice or the breathing exercise, however, result from the action of muscles other than the diaphragm. That can change the shape of the cavities, that means which is assisted by the accessory muscles. Next slide, sir. The respiration fuel the burning of oxygen and glucose, producing energy to power every muscular contraction, the glandular secretion and mental process. The breath is intimately linked to all aspects of the human experience. So the pranayama and the spiritual aspirant, the pranayama practices establish a healthy body by removing the blockages in the pranamaya kosha, enabling increased absorption and retention of prana. The spiritual seeker requires tranquility of mind as an essential prelude to spiritual practice. The sitting posture, a comfortable, sustainable meditation posture is necessary to enable efficient breathing and body steadiness during the practice. So I have included, because as the patient is not able to continue for a one posture continuously, so I have told her to do the meditation in Sukhasana itself, so that she felt comfortable with the Sukhasana. Next slide, sir. So the result, next slide, sir. So the result, in the result, the patient actually, the membrane rupture was occurred at around 6 o'clock, and she was admitted to the hospital. And by the time she started with the contraction, with an interval of 10 minutes, around 10 to 15 contraction, 15 second that contraction was maintained. And during the PV, come to know, it is a 1 centimeter dilation of the cervix and very minimal pain the patient was having. And it was continuing by around 10:30. The contraction become more strong. That was around 1 minute. It was contraction was there for 3 to 4 times in every 10 minutes. So by the time she was having a moderate pain, that too patient was telling it is very mild, and because of contraction she is feeling that pain. Around 11:30, that means within 1 hour, the baby got delivered. So the main thing is here, she got only that moderate pain within 1 hour of time. Up to that, even after the breakage, within 4 hours she was having a very minimal pain with the contractions, but in 1 hour she got that much pain and a moderate labor pain, as well as the severe contractions, where the strong contractions were only in 1 hour. And this indicate the result of even she was doing less yogasanas that she was knowing she was doing in the first to second trimesters, and continuously she started only in the third trimester. Still the result was amazing, and the yoga because of the yoga, which reduced the duration of labor as well as the labor pain, and the gestational age, actually it was 1 week before the date it was. So actually everything was normal. There was no any difficulties they have found with baby, or the any condition of the baby was also very fine. And one more thing is, actually in the three month of that yoga practices. By 1 or 1.5 months, she stopped her medicine that she was taking for the anxiety related issue, and she was not taking that medicine for 1.5 months. So that also the patient was telling, she got psychologically also she was stable by the time. So next slide. So in the discussion, the childbirth is one of the most stressful condition for a woman, especially who is in their first pregnancy. Yoga being a non-pharmacological method which improves maternal strength and flexibility, enhancing mother's ability to become more in tune and responsive of labor. Yoga helps improving the maternal posture and strengthen the muscle group critical in labor process, such as the back, abdominal, pelvic floor. So these all asanas might help her in this the strengthening these muscles. The brain, and now the biomechanics. So the brain receives a continuous supply of information about the changing posture of the pregnant body and eventually accept the altered arrangements and balance of the body parts. Feedback from the skin, joints and muscles are involved in this process. By the end of pregnancy, the brain has reconfigured its image of the body in balance. Also, these asanas, because I have concentrated the Tadasana, Vrikshasana, these all helps especially maintaining the posture or the balancing the posture also. So the major changes that occur with respect to biomechanics include the changes in center of gravity as the baby grows in size during the second half of the pregnancy. So in meditation, I have included in the starting session also, in the ending session also, there were prayer starting with Omkara. So the recitation of Omkara is made also helped in cooling down the process. That is a prerequisite for performing asanas. The vocalization of Om leads to the contemplation and understanding of its meaning. Vibrations in the air molecules in contact with the membrane of lung alveoli enhances the gas exchange between the alveolar air and blood by causing rapid changes in molecule in contact with the alveolar wall. Thus, a better exchange means better oxygenation of the blood coupled with better removal of the carbon dioxide. So there will be more oxygenation inside the body. So the asanas that I have planned, next slide sir, the asanas that I have planned might help in strengthening the pelvic floor. That's why she might experience very moderate or the minimal to moderate pain during her labor, and which paid her reducing the duration of labor. Normally, even the doctors told, maybe it is, as it is the primary case, it may take around 12 to 16 hours, and the doctors also left the hospital. Even then, within 2 to 3 hours, she delivered a healthy baby. It may be because of the magic of doing this yoga. So hereby ending my presentation. Hope you enjoyed the presentation. Thank you on and all. Thank you for the kind hearing of the session. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Dr. Bita, for an exhaustive and wonderful presentation on how beneficially and how skillfully and in how best possible way you have used different yoga asanas in managing the different trimesters that you have been mentioning. So people, these are frequented questions, like which yoga asanas should be used by the woman in her first trimester, in the second trimester, in the third trimester, should yoga asanas be done at all? There are a lot of queries. So how to select these asanas and how to implement them, how to make a protocol or how to prepare a blueprint so as to make it effective. And also, as you said, it is in the labor also of the woman. So ultimately, happy woman, happy mother, happy child. So is what at the end of the process, the physiological process we need, and such a wonderful like schematic presentation, and also the asanas that you have mentioned, right, from Tadasana to Marjari Asana, and also have given about the discussion, the probable mode of action, and how does it work in different anatomical and physiological perspectives, and also what were the benefits here. So thanks for such an exhaustive presentation, Dr. Abhita. So let's just check if we have some questions like in the question box.
Okay, sir.
Meanwhile, our participants can post your questions or directly speak to Dr. Abhita. She is available here for any of your queries. Kalavati ji asks, Madam, did you give her also some Ayurvedic medicines? So if yes, what were those?
No, sir. I have not given any medicines. Only this yogasana. Even in her postpartum, I have suggested her Manasamitravati. Not any before in pregnancy, I have not given any medicines, only this asana. And actually, she was going for a counseling session before. When the yogasana started, she stopped even counseling also. She was not in need of that counseling also.
Okay, so that was well answered there. Manasamitravati, so why it was given, and when did you plan to implement that medicine, and why in this
case? Actually, the doctor have given even in the postpartum, she was in need, she want to continue, but she is very confused that whether she may suffer from any postpartum depression, or so she is like little anxious. So she was thinking whether I may suffer from any postpartum. So the doctor itself told her to start the tablet for the depression. So she was actually the tablet is it after taking the tablet, after 3 hours of taking the tablet, she can feed the baby. So it make her little stressful, because if the baby is crying, she can't even feed. So she is like, what to do? Then I started with the asanas meditation. Then I have changed. I told her to start with the Manasamitravati. So she just even with this medicine, modern medicine, she just half the medicine she took, and then later on she started with the Manasamitra. So in that only she got the good result. In 1 to 2 months, she stopped the modern medication by the time.
Okay, so that was really fine. So is the stress factor evident, or should the stress factor should be evident, and the patient's preference of taking some medications to combat their stress levels at we know the woman is undergoing a lot of stressful events at that particular time, unexplained sometimes. As you also said that you have given her Manasamitravati, would it be this case to case like what you will look at, or would it be your common prescription? Manasamitravati would be your common prescription in women, so during the pregnancy, to combat stress?
In pregnancy time, I have not given. Even after after delivery, even after 1 month of delivery, I have given. In the postpartum stage, I have given. In pregnancy, I don't think. Maybe the patients also may not be interested
not be
to
ready.
Take.
Ha, they will not be ready.
Ha, not be ready. So
yeah. So as a yoga instructor, Dr. Abhita, so what would be your preferences? Of course, you are going ahead with yoga. You have also asked the patient to meditate and a lot more things. As a yoga instructor, if the woman asks, I am undergoing extreme stress, maybe the first trimester or the second or the third trimester. So what would be your easy remedies, maybe like dravyabhuta or adravyabhuta, with or without medications? Small things which can be managed at that particular time. Stress levels in pregnancy, you mentioned about the postpartum. What about in pregnancy if the woman has extreme stress or moderate to extreme stress in the first, second, and third trimesters, and if they would ask for some Ayurveda remedies? Just now you said they might not be remedy. If they ask, what should be the Ayurvedic remedy, or the medicines, or the lifestyle changes, or what exactly we need to do, what will be your tips for the pregnant woman?
Actually, if what I want to tell is, if they were doing at least even after hearing Omkara Mantra, that might help a lot. And even meditation, if they are getting a time to spend at least a 10 minutes, it may have a dramatic change, like for the stress. As well as even many were many even after that also many patients used to enroll in the this yoga session. What they are telling is they just want to I told them to do in lifestyle and all. I have not told, even they, most of them are very much conscious, like what food, even whether it is sufficient or whether I have to take more, that everything they may be over concerned. So regarding lifestyle, everyone are conscious, and in the kind of lifestyle modification, that is it. Then if possible they can do meditation, that might help a very good in relieving their stress. At least if chanting Omkara, that I have told, you know, that Omkara itself having a very good result, that like oxygenation or the vibration, that making changes in the uterine muscles also. That what we are doing, that everything is affecting the uterine muscle also. By the time they feel, there will be very good oxygenation, so that the positive changes might start from there itself. So that I have noticed in many patients, even in the stress related issue, they just want somebody to instruct them. So the total in the whole, by chanting Omkara, even I tried with the Gayatri Mantra. So they just want to, that also helped them in relieving the stress. Even the patient also, in this patient also I have seen, like some days she used to like she will get very very much stressed. By the time I made her to do chant this Gayatri Mantra for a 5 minute 10 minute duration, so it also helped her a lot to get relief from all these stresses and all.
Well said there, Dr. Bita. So we know that this powerful mantras, enchanting mantras, always the Daiva Pashraya Chikitsa part is a part and parcel of Ayurveda and also the yogic practices. So each is a system, so which is adapting the each. So and here it becomes a comprehensive approach. The Omkara, maybe some powerful enchanting mantras or anything the person believes in, so they can go ahead with it. Nowadays there is a trend of like some instrumental music, soothing music, and also the music of one's choice. If they ask, can we go ahead with some musics of our choice, if not the mantras, so what would be your recommendation? Now music and yoga also, some people are collaborating music and yoga in the yoga sessions. Some soothing music will be played, not essentially the Omkara or anything. So if that is a question, what would be your recommendation? A combination of music and mantra and yoga.
Actually what I am thinking is the vibration that developed from the whatever sound, even if they are chanting or they are doing or the vibration that having, that is having a role, even maybe that vibration in contact with the membrane, that might be the physiology that is happening with that membrane. There may be a vibration which enhance the like gaseous exchange, and which maybe it makes a better exchange of the oxygenation and of blood. So by this proper oxygenation, even that also may help in relieving all the like positive vibe, that everyone want the positive vibe. So these all can help in making the positive vibe inside them.
Well, thank you there, Dr. Bita. So this also holds good with the Dauhurda explanation given in Ayurveda, such a beautiful explanation. So time and again discussed on our platform. So like the pregnant woman's wishes shall be fulfilled. So whatever she desires shall be given. So maybe the music and other things, the food, the life activities also are her choices, but they need to be looked from the medical perspective also, and properly guided, so as to how those things can be inculcated during the pregnancy, and how better, safe and healthy and happy pregnancy she would carry on. So these things are also applicable, so from Ayurveda perspective. So coming to Sandy's question here, Dr. Are there any contraindications for these asanas in pregnant women, or recommended for all? So absolutely, the question I also wanted to ask, like Sandy ji.
Actually,
the set of asanas that you have mentioned, is it a protocol that you have prepared, like these things will apply to almost patients with small alterations, or is it customized patient to patient or person to person basis?
Actually, what I have, actually this one I have customized for this patient, because she is also suffering from the anxiety related issue also. So what I want to, even the asanas which involves the abdominal muscle strengthening or the pelvic muscle strengthening, as well as which helps in that related to the anxiety related, because she want a psychological health all. I want to maintain her psychological health as well. So I have decided these all asana which will works in both condition. So I have decided these all. I have made this stretch of this set of asanas, and from person to person, even in the some like pelvic floor or strengthening or the abdominal wall strengthening asanas, maybe these all asanas are helping. We can add some other, because if the person is practicing some dance or something like any other exercise, or some used to go for gym, maybe they can do some more sternness exercise, but with care. Even in the starting, if the person is fresher for this yoga session, then we have to take such a care. Even the posture she can't do to the maximum, so we have to adjust with whatever it is, whether it is like whether it's a full stretch she can't, means we have to take care from the starting itself, that is from the very starting stage. If for example I have shown the balasana, that is in the balasana starting I made her to stay like with the support of the pillows, so that she is not bending. That sometimes it can cause, if the patients with any kind of like placenta previa or the previous history of abortion, even in this case abortion was there, but it is not due to it is only due to the fetal growth related, it is not due to the maternal side, it is due to the premature growth of the baby they aborted. So these depends on all these condition. I made this set of asanas only for this patient. From even some set of asanas you can do, like balasana or vrikshasana also, then tadasana also. In tadasana also, the left as well as the right lateral side also, tadasanas other versions are there, that also you can do. These all some of the set you can do. Along with that, some other asanas, because some used to do even chakrasana in this pregnancy time. So they actually, it is not that contraindicated, but it is little risky. So that all we have to consider the person's health also, or the person's condition also. In screening session itself, I have screened the person, like even the patients, like whether it is these all conditions are there, or the eclampsia, or in the BPPV, all the conditions we have to think about. Then only we can set a particular asanas. That too, in the starting, very minimal stretching. Then we started with the even say Dubandasana and all, in the not in the starting, that I have included in the end, that means in the 8th month or in the 9th month, that time I have started with the this Tadasana, this say Dubandasana and all. First I started with the Vrikshasana, that too first up to the ankle, then to the calf, then to the thighs. And she was able to do up to thighs, that too up to the 5 breathe in and breathe out. That too I did not told her to hold the breath, to, because we can't do that even though we have to concentrate their breathing control and all. In pregnancy, it is that we have to concern regarding the breathing pattern. We can't tell them to hold that breath. Normally, we used to tell for others, like we have to close the, like we have to, the breathing pattern, the change in inhalation, exhalation, that posture. But in this condition, I have not told these all conditions, like normal. I used to tell the patients in pregnancy, you can do breathing pattern, that in the normal breathing pattern only.
And sticking to well answered there, Dr. Abhita, sticking to the Sandage's question itself. So there was a mention about contraindications. Let's look into if you get a pregnant woman who has a history of diabetes or hypertension or thyroid issues, like chronic ailments which we have nowadays, which also are coming up in younger ages. So what would you look at? Are all the reports of the person, that is the pregnant woman, needed for you to consider which yoga and which yoga asanas you will be chronologically planning for that particular person? What are the limitations? Which pregnant woman would you avoid advising the yoga or yoga asanas which you have mentioned?
Actually, if the patient having very less HP, it can affect the oxygen supply, sometimes suddenly fell down. So that HB I used to see whether it is in the normal range, at least if about 10-11, that range also it is okay. If less than that, I have not taken the cases. And I used to see the USG report whether it is up to the gestational age, that I used to see. Then again, if the patient is hypertensive, then that also we have to consider, because while doing the these asanas, like even though Tadasana, that also can affect the patient sometimes if they and I used to tell whenever they are doing, somebody have to assist there, at least somebody nearby, so that if anything happened in between, also somebody have to be there. And always I used to tell, with the wall support, with a full oxygenated room, that I used to tell. Then the diabetic also, if I, first of all, in the first trimester or in the second trimester, if any of these conditions are there, then our time thinking is like, we can do the meditation, from starting from the meditation, then the very minimal asanas from in the like asanas, like even Marjarasana also, it is normally everyone can do that, to the normal stretch that we can do. Then the Baddha Konasana, in Baddha Konasana also, if any placenta previa or any such condition is there, we won't do all those. And in the Baddha Konasana or the butterfly posture also, we can tell the patient to do, like, not flexing to the maximum. So in, or with the pillows behind the thighs. So such a way we can adjust all these asanas. Even Balasana, I told that support with the pillow support, or Virabhadrasana. Virabhadrasana also they can do there. It is not that much risky. If the thighs are actually extending upward, extending the side to side, but still if maximum stretching is needed, but we can tell the patient to stretch to the their up to their comfort posture. So it is also not that contraindicated posture, such a kind of postures we can do.
But a yoga instructor is a must. Should the yoga instructor, yes. Dr. Abhita, will constantly be observing what exactly is happening with the yoga asanas, will she be practicing them in your presence, or with your guidance she can do it at home also? If she is doing at home, maybe any other pregnant woman also, she here pertains to any other pregnant woman. So would you prefer them doing those asanas in your presence, in your clinic or in your setup, or would you give them guidelines and ask them to do at home or at the office, wherever they are? If you advise them to do without your presence, what precautions would you advise them to follow?
Actually, these asanas, while doing asana, I used to tell how I was doing was in online platform only. I was taking the classes, and very rarely I'm getting the offline, and I used to take online classes even to foreigners also. I used to take in the online platform only, and if the pregnant woman, what I have told is somebody have to assist them. Like somebody, if nobody is there in room, means I used to tell somebody have to be there with them, because we can't tell at any, even though they are telling they are okay, but even in the third trimester enroll, we have to take that much care in that period. So I won't, I till now I have not done without any assistant. Like in online, I am even my screen is also visible, her screen I can see, but still I used to tell them like only with anyone, anybody have to be there with you. That is a must, one I used to tell, or else we have to be.
That's very important, yes, Dr. Bita. And all these clients of yours, like the pregnant women whom you are guiding online or maybe offline, are those persons who volunteer, like they come and volunteer that we want yoga to be included in our pregnancy care, or is it because of your teachings or write-ups, or somehow they're influenced and they come to you? So
yes,
how is
sir
it?
Yes sir, actually I have done my PG diploma in yoga, and afterwards I started with the normal I was teaching like for others I was taking training courses. So then these pregnant women, with their wish, they came and they came and consulted me, like they want to do this yogasana. And while counseling, these counselors only told her to do yogasanas. So some patient used to come in that way, like their doctors only told them to do yogasanas if they are mentally stressed, or like if they need some psychiatric assistance. So the doctor itself told them. So because of that, they came and met me. Then by contact, some other patients also consulted me in that way.
So like this particular presentation, like a case study, this particular case study, if I'm not wrong, it was the first pregnancy?
It was the first pregnancy, sir.
Wouldn't the results be much more evitable if the study is carried in the same person in consecutive pregnancies? Like you said, the delivery was easy. So the woman would never know in the first pregnancy whether it is an easy delivery or a difficult delivery. So probably if that same yogasanas are practiced in the same woman, as a part, extended part of the study in the second pregnancy also, if they prefer and if they visit you, so wouldn't that be like a precise study to know with how yogasanas helped the woman in the first pregnancy and the second pregnancy, and to differentiate them and make a study record?
Yes sir. Actually I have already uploaded a UGC article for the same paper. So I think it is like scientifically everywhere, if you are searching in Google also, some asanas will come. But I think if nowhere any with the evidence, nowhere it is not there. So I think maybe the biomechanics and all helped in this patient, because they have uploaded a YouTube video also. If needed, I will share the in their channel. They have uploaded the role of this yoga related. It might be the thing, I think.
Okay, so I think I can advise you also to carry on similar such, because you are an expert in yoga, so you know how to do. And if these things are carried on as like an extended study and recorded, and also like recorded is documented, and the differences between how exactly yoga and set of asanas are helpful in different in the same person in the different pregnancies, are different different women in their first pregnancy, or different women in the second pregnancies.
Yes,
this can be different set of studies.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, that was one thing. So we'll take up a few questions from the question box again with few minutes left over. Should we start yoga in first trimester, or will it be good to start after knowing the site of placenta? Is Dr. Savitri ji's question.
I think it is after confirming the everything is fine, then only. Even in the first trimester, no need to start yogasana. I have not started up to now. In the second trimester, I have started. Better is to, in the second trimester, even needed, you can start with the other meditations or the pranayamas. But better doing asanas in the second trimester itself, because first trimester it is not that good. Like, means after scanning and all, if everything is proper, then you can start with a set of asanas. But still, in the second trimester, it is safer.
After the healthy delivery of the child, when would you advise your client, so, or the mother now, so that she has a child? So, when would you advise her to restart the yoga asana practices? Would there be different set of asanas post-delivery during the feeding period and also the consecutively? Or would it be the same things which you want to repeat or customize differently after the delivery?
Actually, I have customized this separately. And when the patient come to me, means actually even after delivery, in 2 weeks only she called me. She want to continue, because once she stopped the meditation as well as the asana, in her body itself she felt some changes. She itself want to do. Now I am feeling she is addicted to yoga, it seems, because without
I was about to use the word, because the woman would have been so fascinated and addicted to doing the yoga. It's a healthy addiction.
That is very, because if I am, even if I am busy with other works, she used to call even, at least the, you know, the baby is also there still. When the baby is sleeping, she used to call me, then, madam, I want to. So such a way she is addicted. So that is, means she is getting such a good result by doing these set of asanas or the pranayama. So she sometimes, if she is stressed, she itself used to call me, madam, I want a set of this meditation. So in such a way, patients, even this patient or the other also, they used to call me in that way.
So nice there. And Kalavati ji asked the question, can we conclude that labor pain is less and that delivery was smooth because of yoga? Because this is only one case, right? So because it was your observation in many pregnant women, or because this is one case that you have presented. So how do we conclude that the labor pain was less or the labor was easy because of yoga?
Actually, this is the first case, and one more case now that also delivered with a period of six hours. So what I am thinking is, due to the organ rupture, the membrane rupture, there may be the hormonal changes, the prostaglandin, which made her to inducing the labor that. And what I felt is the pain, that means that she developed in maybe the pelvic floor muscles, because the asanas that might help her in strengthening the pelvic floor. And while that got already stretched, and one more, in medically we have the precipitative labor, that is in 3 hours. If the labor is occurring within the 3 hours, that we used to call as a precipitative. So in that condition also, if we are seeing this in primary condition, it is very less chance. And she was doing the this all the asanas which made her pelvic floor that strength, that made her to that contraction that occurred during that last 1 hour. There was severe contraction that made her, because already her muscles are that much strengthened, and maybe because of that she was pushing, and in that certain period it got breaked and the baby came out. I am thinking it is due to the pelvic floor strengthening, or the muscles got strengthened. Not only pelvic floor, the other muscles also, because the other part of the body, the asanas that helped her to strengthen the other muscles also. That may be the reason. In the second patient also, what I have seen is In 6 hour, she was also doing from the third trimester itself. So there also the same thing happened. So why not others not delivered in this certain this much period? That too in primary, they are taking that much time. Only these two I noticed in this much. Even contraction she started in the 34th week itself. Just that she used to tell, even the day she delivered, by 4 o'clock she finished the session of yoga, and by 4:35 she the membrane got ruptured and was admitted to by 6 o'clock. So maybe means most of the time, because we can't this is the only I can substantiate, but how much means the related studies and all that we have to do with the that much patients.
Yeah, that's a further study, but yeah, so put summing it up, like in block letters, in like within the bracket, can we write like, so this was one case, of course, according to the question, this was one case, but if yoga is brought into practice in each and every pregnant woman, it would strengthen the pelvic floors and also prepare the woman for a happy and like a quick and painless labor or delivery. So are these words like the conclusive words which we can write in capital letters?
Yes, sir, sure. Because these,
I'm telling any. So maybe the customization and the yoga asanas may be different, but if it is brought into practice in each and every pregnant woman, things might get much easier because of the, on the assumption and hypothesis that the yoga asanas will strengthen the pelvic floor and also keep the woman physically and mentally and emotionally healthy. Because of yoga and dhyana and all those things comprehensively mixed up, and make the delivery of the child much more easier and happier.
I think the better one I felt is the balasana. Balasana is having very good role in maintaining the, because it is, there is in balasana there is a full spinal flexion is there, then the hip flexion is there, as well as the adduction and the knee flexion. So the these all is coming together in the balasana. So that that is that will help a lot. Then the in Tadasana and Vrikshasana, I'm telling, because of the change in posture, suddenly the in third trimester there is a drastic change in the posture because of the fetal growth. So that also helps in the maintaining the posture. But for this easy labor, I think this Utkatakasana, that is the chair posture, as well as the Balasana, then the Baddha Konasana, these all asanas might help in that we can generalize. Like these all asanas helps in good, and the Upaveshasana or Malasana that everyone used to do, that is the squat, deep squat. So that everywhere, even everyone used to do the, if the deep squat is there, that also might help strengthening the pelvic floor muscles, and that also can help inducing a labor, easy labor. And these all, I felt these four asanas are very, very good, and that everyone can do. If they need, like if any knee joint injury or anything, if it is there with support, they can do. Or if that much any meniscal tear or any such kind of things are there, means that they have to avoid such things. Or else these all the asanas, that these 4 to 5 asanas, these are very common that you can do even from the starting of the second trimester itself.
Thank you, Dr. Abhita. So with 3 to 4 minutes left and 3 questions, so like it's a challenge to you, how quickly and in how, in simple words, you can reply these questions. All questions by Sandy G. Doctor, in females with history of recurrent miscarriages, above 35 years age, these asanas are recommended or not? What precautions should be taken? Okay, cancers.
Yes. So in miscarriage, very rarely we can't do all these asanas, even balasana also, because some they used to tell the full bed rest. In that time, we are not supposed to do these asanas. So I won't prefer if any recurrent abortion or a miscarriage, if it is there, better not to do these asanas also. So that is from my side, I am suggesting that better not to do these asanas, because for some complete bed rest, some used to tell in that condition and all, better not to do these asanas also.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Abhita. So which asanas will help in reducing the pedal edema in pregnancy? Again, Sandhya's question, last but one.
So I think most of the time this Baddha Konasana might help in reducing the pedal edema, as well as the like this Virabhadrasana and all, just you have to avoid in such condition. Most of the time this Baddha Konasana might help you. Then the Marjarasana also help you doing, or if whatever asana, if you are doing the sitting posture asana, you can just raise your like lie down or just limbs down, you have to make it rise in a rising posture, like leg upright. You can do the asanas. That might be the good options.
Thank you. So, and last question of the day is, ma'am, in the case presented, was the baby delivered without episiotomy? So that was the question.
Yeah, episiotomy was done in the last. Episiotomy was done in the last 1 hour, because suddenly, actually, up to that, it was everyone were thinking maybe it take time up to 12, or even the doctor also told maybe by morning I will come and do your delivery, because he is convincing the patient it may take time because this is the primary, don't be anxious like that. So, but it happened all on before the doctor's arrival, everything happened with the assistant doctor, everything was done. So, episiotomy was done in the last severe contraction, during the strong contraction time, the episiotomy was done.
Okay. So thank you for answering all those questions in a good way, Dr. Abhita. So final question from my side, what are the challenges as a yoga practitioner you got in your practice encountering the pregnant women, whatever trimester they may be? What are the challenges? Most difficult challenges you encountered?
One thing I noticed is, because as my classes are online and the patient have to, somebody have to there. I used to, without any assistant, if anybody is there in their home, I won't prefer them to do yogas. And meditation, yes, I used to do meditations or the other pranayamas and all, okay, without that also it is okay, but that one challenge. Then this is the one challenge that I am for. Then even like in summer, they need the yoga practices, but they are having some like these conditions like miscarriage or abortions. So because they might heard from somewhere this yoga having a good role in these all labor pain or something, they heard from somewhere and they want to do, which is having good role in the baby also, there is good health and all. So that by hearing that and all, they used to come and do all those things. So that one is there. Rest everything as it is a non-pharmacological method. There is no much, like if we are not prescribing anything, so they are, everyone is ready. This is just a movement, no? Like in such a way they used to come. So that I am thinking, that is the one thing I am facing. The rest of the thing,
well, so as you said, Dr. Abhita, so again adding to your reply, You would not advise the woman, pregnant woman, to carry on the yogas if there is nobody to help them at home. So that means to tell that you would also train the caretaker, like whoever is there with the pregnant woman.
Actually, it is not like that. I want them, like if anything happened in between, then somebody have to be there to take care of them, as it is an online platform. In the offline, no need, I can manage. But if the online like if the patient while doing the any of the postures, if anything, like even the even sometimes while doing the Vrikshasana, there may be some sometime they might fell. So that everything we have to, as a trainer, I want to take care of my clients that it, they are in a safer, like, or else after doing asana, they fell down, something happened. So I want to consider that.
Like to manage if something goes wrong.
To manage but only, not to assist not in to the help. Sense, not to help.
Not
to help, sir. It is only for the assistant. Like if anything happened to them, somebody is there needed to for their care. That for that it's that only.
Okay. Last question of the day. Your specialization, Roga Nidana, and you are fascinated towards yoga. Okay, so both like different directions. You're more of a Roga Nidana expert or more of a yoga expert or Roga Nidana expert in extreme love with yoga?
Yes, sir. Roga Nidana with very, very much interested in yoga, sir. Actually, I want to do MSc in yoga also, but I'm due to some, even now PhD is going on because of that. But I want to continue studying yoga.
That's well, all the very best for your PhD studies and everything in your career. So may you help a lot of pregnant women in helping them to for easy and painless deliveries. So may many moms have beautiful smiles on their face because of Dr. Abhita. So with those words, Sandhiji, one more question. I think we have ended the session, Sandhiji, but I don't want to disappoint anybody by leaving any question unanswered. Ma'am, do this. This will be the last question. Ma'am, do these asanas help in VBAC? So without uterine rupture.
Sir?
Do these asanas help in VBAC question mark without uterine rupture question mark? Sandhiji, if you can clarify your question. Sandhiji, if you can clarify your question.
Uterine rupture means what? She's I did.
Probably
vaginal birth after vaginal birth after C-section. Do these asanas help after vaginal birth after C-section?
I don't have such experience. We have to see. Like if anything, as of now I don't have such an experience and I have
I don't have such experience can also be a frank answer so by Dr. Abhita with a smile there. So yeah, so I think these are this may be the question which can open up the doors for further work and see if they can be done, and a lot of appreciations and also compliments coming in the way of Dr. Abhita. Thanks for everybody who have appreciated and submitted your thank you. And also good wishes to Dr. Abhita. So with this particular note, on behalf of Easy Ayurveda and all our participants, I would like to thank and extend cordial thanks to Dr. Abhita for being on a platform, Easy Ayurveda Gurukula platform, and giving a talk on such a wonderful topic, rarely discussed topic, and a topic on which many women and many people have queries upon. I think this is the initiation of the future talks and also the future discussions which we can have on these topics. So on behalf of all of us, I would like to thank Dr. Abhita for such a wonderful presentation. Thank you, Dr. Abhita.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you for
this. On the same note, I would like to extend my heartfelt thanks on behalf of Easy Ayurveda to our Easy Ayurveda family. Now that Dr. Abhita is also a part and parcel of Easy Ayurveda family, all the participants for being here, wonderful participants, I keep telling this word, for being here time and again till the end of our session, and keep supporting us with, and also make these sessions really wonderful, meaningful, and learning sessions with your presence. So today we were like running out of time because of some technical glitches right at the beginning. Still, you people could hang on till the end. So now it's already 8:37, so we should have completed the session at 8 p.m. Itself. So thanks for all of you. Thanks to all of you for being such lovely participants, being here on Easy Ayurveda and like Gurukula and Guru Bodha platform. So your presence is always Your presence always matters, and your presence is always respected from our end. So with these words, Gurupada session coming up on this particular Sunday with Dr. Guru Raja sir and Dr. Janardhan V. Hebbar sir, and of course I'll be there in that particular session. So coming up episode 45 next Wednesday with yet another new resource person, new speaker, with yet another new topic. So hopefully with all of you being present here again, we will have some wonderful interactions and meaningful learning. Until we meet the next Wednesday for yet another episode of Gurukula, big thank you and loads of love from Easy Ayurveda. Namaste.